Acts chapter 2, verse 2. I ain't going to keep you long because you're already preaching it. You're already acting out my message tonight. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Joey Nelson this week on Thursday afternoon preached a classic message on getting in the upper room. You got to come in and get up and go out. It was awesome. And I could not get that out of my head. I could not get the thought out of my head. And it was just so good. Just kept chewing on it and chewing on it. And three words I kept chewing on. And that's what we're going to preach on tonight. Again, it won't be very long, but I promise you, you'll understand where I'm going really, really quick. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Acts chapter 2, well, let's begin in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. That's the three words I can't get out of my head. As of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. A rushing mighty wind. I couldn't get it out of my head. Could not get it out of my head. And I felt like Tim Mitchell this week. I thought, I can't get this out of my head. So God, you're going to have to show me where you want me to take this. And so as I begin to think about a rushing mighty wind, of course, I begin, this is the Bible says they were in one accord in one place. And the Bible says there was a sound like a rushing mighty wind. And of course, when I think of those terms, I automatically think of the weather that we experience so many times here in our area. And in fact, you'll find it very specific to one certain area of the United States called Tornado Alley. And I began to do some research on tornadoes, and you'll be surprised of how much it looks just like the Holy Spirit. And right at the very beginning, I'm not trying to make light of any disasters that have happened over the last few centuries and 10 decades, but I'm telling you what tonight, I'm so thankful there is a difference when the rushing mighty wind comes and takes over. First of all, let's look at this rushing mighty wind just for a moment in the context of being the Spirit of God. Number one, this tornadoes can happen anywhere in the world. A rushing mighty wind can happen anywhere in the world. There are some places that are more common, but I'm telling you, it's scientific fact. It can happen anywhere in the world. Now listen, you have to understand that it can happen at any time during the year, and it can happen at any part of the day. It can happen any time of the year, and it can happen any part of the day. But listen, the scientists say there are peak times and peak locations. In fact, they give the peak time between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. And they also have specific locations. The Great Plains of our great country is called Tornado Alley. But listen, just because there are more common locations doesn't mean it couldn't happen in your backyard. Because it can. It can happen in Florida. It can happen in China. It can happen in Indonesia. It can happen in Alaska. It can happen in Japan. The problem is there has to be the ingredients there for a rushing mighty wind to take effect. First of all, I want you to notice that the ingredients are this. Warm air must combine with cold, dry air and form an instability. That's scientific fact. Then it always is accompanied by a cloud. Anywhere there's a tornado, there's got to be a cloud associated with. Then there is a change of wind direction. All these criteria have to be met in order for there to be a rushing mighty wind. Well, can I submit to you tonight that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the criteria was met for a rushing mighty wind. You say, what was the criteria? They were in one mind. They were in one accord. They were in one place. And thank God, God looked down and saw they needed a change of direction. Well, you say, right, well, where was the cloud? Well, I'm so glad you asked. The cloud was in Acts chapter 1 when Jesus ascended in a cloud back up into heaven. And they tarried and the criteria was met. And God said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send the sound as a rushing mighty wind. Aren't you thankful tonight that when we come in one place as agreeing with one baptism, one faith, one Spirit, one Lord. Thank God the criteria is met for a move of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you notice, a rushing mighty wind has an impact. In fact, what I want to look at specifically tonight is what happens after a rushing mighty wind. Because you know things are different after a rushing mighty wind takes place. I want you to notice, first of all, that the environment changes whenever there's a rushing mighty wind. I know where I'm going, so you just talk for me today. I tell you what, I'm already plugged into 220 because we had one saved this afternoon up in Ironton City Mission Church. The place was packed. People were standing up. They had a big Sunday school drive. One precious mother got saved this afternoon. I'm telling you what, God's already, I couldn't help but shout all the way back from Ironton thinking about this, thinking about what God is going to do. But let me get back to my message. Number one, the environment is changed when there's a rushing mighty wind. Have you ever looked on the map or have you ever looked at a news report, the before and after when a tornado comes through? Have you ever noticed that the environment is changed after a tornado passes through? Homes are leveled. And again, I'm not making light. I'm just pointing out a fact. Homes are leveled. Towns are destroyed. Sometimes whole communities are wiped out just because there was a rushing mighty wind that came through. What I'm trying to say is there is a change when a rushing mighty wind comes through. Aren't you thankful for the change when the Holy Spirit comes through your life? It was played right out in front of us tonight. Amanda, I'm thankful to report tonight, you are no longer the Amanda you used to be. You know why? Because a rushing mighty wind just came through here and you're changed forever. Hallelujah. This is good preaching. But when the Holy Spirit moves in, there is a change. Do you notice the environment was changed here? Because they said not one person was filled, not two people were filled, but says everybody that was in the house, all of them were filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, the environment will change whenever there's a move of a rushing mighty wind. And I'm glad tonight that the rushing mighty wind did not only touch Amanda and touch the others that came to the altar, but thank God I felt a little breeze from heaven too as well. Aren't you glad tonight that no matter where you're at, but when the criteria is met, thank God you're changed forever when the wind blows through. Hallelujah. The environment has changed. Do you remember the day you got saved? You remember the difference the Holy Spirit made in your life? Of course you do. You all know my testimony. I ain't going to try to bore you to death, but I just got to testify of how good God is. When I was saved at the age of 5, I was scared to go to hell. That's why I got saved. Good reason. Good reason to get saved is you're scared to go to hell. But thank God, whenever I got a junior and senior year of high school, I was really wasn't living for the Lord like I should. And I hadn't fallen in love with Jesus like I needed to fall in love with Him. And so I know I needed a move of the Holy Spirit inside my heart. I never forget that Sunday after church was over. My great aunt Mary Catherine came up to me and looked me right square in the eyeballs. She wasn't much one for small talk. She just got right to the point. And she said, "Brian, you're not right with the Lord, are you?" And I said, "Well, I couldn't fumble around. I couldn't tell the truth." And I said, "No, not really. I'm not living where I should be." She said, "Well, I'm praying for you all afternoon that you come back tonight and that you get things right with God, because God's got something special for you." And I should have went to the altar right then, because I knew it wasn't going to be a fun time that Sunday afternoon. And guess what? It wasn't. We tried to play basketball or softball, whatever, but I couldn't have fun because the convicting power of the Holy Ghost was all over me. And I'm telling you what, I should have done, but I didn't do it, but I waited. But thank God, aren't you thankful that no matter where you're at, if you meet the conditions, the wind will blow just right. And hallelujah, at Beachport Church on that Sunday evening, there was a quartet singing, and the wind began to blow, and the wind blew down my pew, and it struck my heart, and I came down to an altar of prayer, and I said, "Lord, I consecrate my life to You. I rededicate my life to You." And thank God, I've never, ever been the same since the wind blew through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The environment changes after a rushing mighty wind. You know what else changes? The economy changes. after a rushing mighty wind. Average per year, United States of America spends $400 million to fix what a rushing mighty wind tears apart. That's an average. The highest ever spent was just a few years ago in 2011 when there were 1,600 tornadoes in one year. $25 billion was spent just to fix what a rushing mighty wind tore apart. You can't tell me the economy didn't change in Joplin, Missouri. Of course, the economy changes after the wind blows through. You know, you'll handle your money differently when the wind blows through. I don't have to preach too long on this point because you all are doing a great job. But just imagine if all of you get right in there with us. Oh, did I hit something there? Let me plow just a little bit deeper. I'm telling you, if you're not tithing, if you're not giving to God what He rightfully deserves, you're robbing God and you're robbing yourself. You're depriving yourself of living a blessed life. You may not have all the things you want to have, but I'd rather have God's blessing than all the possessions in the world. Hallelujah. You say, Brian, it changed the economy. Oh, yeah, because in the very next chapter, Peter and John came to the gate, and there was a man sitting there. And he said, I want some money. I'm paraphrasing. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Hey, maybe before the Holy Spirit came through, they would have threw in some quarters. But after the Holy Spirit came through, there was a difference in the way they gave their money. They said, we ain't got nothing to give you of earthly goods, but thank God, we can tell you all about Jesus, and it can make a change. Hallelujah. And when the economy changes, when they look back at what they've got to do and fix, listen now, they've got to rebuild on what the wind leaves behind. Whatever the wind leaves behind is what they have to rebuild on. And when the wind blows in your life, sometimes there are things you don't need to be hanging on. And sometimes you need a good wind of the Holy Ghost to come through. Because you know what a good rushing mighty wind will do? It'll get rid of debris. It'll get rid of the junk in your yard. You'll get rid of the stuff that ain't fastened down. And I'm telling you tonight, some of y'all need a good, rushing, mighty wind to come through your house and come through your life because you're hanging on the junk you don't need to be hanging on to. You're putting too much confidence in the things that you have instead of putting your trust in Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, if you start worshiping those things more than God, He'll send through a tornado in your life spiritually and He'll get rid of all those things till all you can do is look up and see God. But I'm telling you, it'll be the best day of your life when Jesus flows through and gets rid of all the junk. And then you can rebuild on what the wind leaves behind. No hath no greater foundation laid than that of Jesus Christ. Because when He gets rid of all the junk, guess what remains? Jesus. Hallelujah. The environment changes. The economy changes. And then finally, the evidence will always remain that there's been a rushing mighty wind. I read an account. I didn't realize this had happened, but I read an account of a man in Salyersville, Kentucky, that they had a tornado come through. And this had been 20, 25 years prior, but he was retelling the testimony of what happened. And he made this statement. He said, this tornado not only affected my family, but affected everyone around us. And here's what he said, quote, we will never forget when the tornado came through our house. He said, you know why? He said, because I can look everywhere in our town, and even though we've tried to rebuild, There's always evidence. That reminds me of that day when the wind blew. And I want a tornado to come through this church so bad that when we walk out of here, people will say, "What's going on with you? All I can see is God all over you." And everywhere you go, the evidence is so overwhelming that they'll have to ask you, "Why are you so happy?" When you go through disease, Marsha Fields, and yet you can still raise your hands to a living God. You know why? Because the wind blew in. The wind blew in. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord healed her, but if He wouldn't have healed her, she would have still been doing the same thing this morning. You know why? Because there's evidence of what God had already done for her and through her. And listen, don't you think that if you go to places like Joplin, Missouri, and I still hear testimonies when we have a threat of tornado, it won't be too long before I hear someone my dad's age or a little bit older. I remember the one back in Willisburg. Why? Because when something that big happens in your life, you'll never, ever forget it. There'll always be evidence. There'll always be evidence. And look at what happened after the wind blew through. Peter began to preach a message. He was different after the wind blew through his life. What once was a man that had to worry about what he said, now God was using it and turned him around and changed him to preach the gospel. Because listen, what we do right now tonight not only affects us, but when the wind blows in, it'll affect generations to come. Because here's what he said. Then Peter said unto him, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you," and listen, "and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." He says, listen, when the wind blows in and you receive the Holy Ghost, it'll not only be good for you, but it's going to be good for your children and for anyone that wants to come and get a dose of it. Now, young people, I want you to stand up. Could you please? You just got out of camp. Young people, well, it's fine. You understand, it's fine. Young people. Now, I want to ask the church something. Look around these young people. Can you not tell that a rushing mighty wind came through Bidwell, Ohio? The evidence is overwhelming. Thank you. You can be seated. The evidence is overwhelming. And I guarantee, Calray said, revival is coming. And it is. It started. We see it again tonight. And it's going to continue. This nation is ripe. Our community is ripe for revival. Our church is ready for revival. And we just want you to get in and be a part. Now listen, if you don't want a part of this, you don't have to be. But wouldn't you much rather enjoy what God is doing? And you know what? If you're against what's happening here, there'll be another rushing mighty wind come your way. And I would hate to see what God blows in your front door. Don't go against and quench the Holy Spirit. He will get His work accomplished with or without you. So you know what I say? Let the wind blow.